Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No, we're not having fun. Give me a record for this. I don't like Dylan Brooks. So we're never having fun. I'm a fierce competitor. He's a fierce competitor. There ain't nothing fun about that. I don't like Dylan Brooks.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's a killer, man. Jimmy Butler talking about Dylan Brooks last night. It's funny because I was talking to Evan before the show, and actually I was texting him on our private thread. And at halftime, I said, you know, Brooks has been very solid. And then sure enough, in the second half, he disintegrated.
Yeah, and I got to say this, since he left Memphis, Donnie, he became somewhat of a joke, and I wonder if Memphis, if they miss him. But the bottom line is I've learned to kind of appreciate him. He's Draymond Light. You know, he's one of those dudes that tries to get in the, under your skin. But he's expanded his game, his offensive repertoire, and we know what he is defensively. But the story to me last night, Steiny, in that fourth quarter, is Thompson start looking like Tracy McGrady flying through the air. Every time it felt like Houston was going to take control, they were up, what, 90-88 with about 8 minutes left. GP2 comes back with the tip-in shot to tie the game. And then Thompson makes another layup. Pods comes back, hits a layup. You know, and it's just like, damn. And Şengün, what, put him up 94-90 with about 6 minutes left. And then Curry comes down when you're kind of like, is Houston going to take this thing, and hits a three to bring him within one? Like, they just felt they had an answer all night. The Warriors did.
And they had an answer. When they didn't have an answer, the Rockets helped them out.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, I think I'm different. There you go.
2 Chainz.
But, you know, Warriors are up 3-1. They're looking good. There's no doubt about it. I feel like this series has been super competitive.
It has.
And, you know, the Rockets, I could see them winning tomorrow. I could see him winning tomorrow, but I think, again, what I've seen through the first four games is they're just not ready. They're too young.
Mm.
They're too inexperienced, and they're just not ready right now. Now, can that change? I'm not sure. I don't think so. But you know, they're talented, but they're young, and they got to do a lot of growing.
Yeah, and I just went over three portions of the game in that fourth quarter, Steiny, where the Warriors, you know, GP2, the tip shot. I don't know which one was bigger, him tying the game with the tip shot, and then Thompson start getting going, and here comes Pods again with his jumper to bring within two. But when Şengün put him up 94-90, that was when I was in that building like, oh, boy, one miss. And, you know, if they get fouled on the other end, they probably miss it. But, you know, now it's getting late. And for Curry to hit that three when he did to bring him within one, I was like, okay. And the Warriors, they ran him down.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go out to Joe in San Jose. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think if that game was played in Houston, the Warriors lose that game. And the reason why I'm saying that is that the Warriors fans were really motivational. They really came through. I know you guys don't look at that, but I think that was a factor. The fans were really into that game, man. It was a good game. It was competitive. It could have gone either way. I think if it was in Houston, the Warriors lose. But I don't know how this is going to play out, but it was very entertaining. I really enjoyed the game. What do you guys think? You think the Warriors fan played a major role in this? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. I'd have to defer to somebody who was there.
And I was there, and I told you it was one of the games that, and Evan was too, and Grandy, but I'm just telling you, Stoney, it's an NBA, and I've seen a lot. We were doing the pre and post for almost 2 years. This is one I'll remember, and you know, I'm not a big wrestling fan, but, you know, from what I understand, why a lot of people gravitate to that sport is it has everything you want. Villains, bad blood, and that game in the second quarter was getting out of hand, but I loved it because you knew it meant something. And, Stoney, it wasn't just the regular season, it was the playoffs. And to pull it out in the fashion they did, and you talk about the celebration after, I keep focusing on that hug between Steph and Dre because they know – you know, something special's at hand that they might be able to shock the world and do. But in order to do that, you got to close out Houston. And taking that game after being down 7 at half, I mean, goes a long way. And what do we talk about in sports? You always want to have a good regular season record so you can have the home field, home court advantage. And that's what the Warriors played into yesterday.
Yeah. What'd you think of the two kind of dust-ups? Dylan Brooks fouls Steph Curry. Steph Curry puts a 2 in his face, meaning 2 fouls, I believe. He either meant 2 fouls, that's now 2 fouls on you, Dylan, or he might have been saying that's the second time, because he did get a little bit of a hip check there, Curry did. And maybe he meant 2, like that's 2 now where you took kind of a cheap shot at me. So Curry gets called for taunting. Brooks gets up, tries to take the ball away from him, and then Draymond Green kind of pushes Dylan Brooks, and that's the one where he got a flagrant or technical? Remember, Evan?
Technical.
Technical. And so you can continue in the game when you have a technical and a flagrant, but not 2 technicals or not 2 flagrants. Yeah. So
tell your guy Peter Vesey that.
It's the way the rule's been for a while. I want to hear, this is Steph Curry right after the game talking about how that was for a playoff game.
Exactly how you'd expect. Obviously, the first half was super choppy and emotional and physical and text and flagrants and all type of stuff, no flow. But the way we started that third quarter is Warrior basketball, getting stops, keeping the game simple, made that huge run that it almost felt like a little downer towards the end of the third quarter, but then you got to remember we were down 7 at halftime. We did our work, so we were able to withstand some of those runs. And what can you say about Jimmy, BP, Buddy, and then a defensive player of the year, Draymond. They go at him one-on-one down the stretch. He got to stop.
The Hustle Award. Hustle Award.
No, he meant that he's their defensive player of the year, Stoney.
Well, he wasn't.
Yeah.
But he did win the Hustle Award.
No, he was the Warriors defensive player.
The Hustle Award.
That's again, he was the Warriors defensive player of the year.
So every team gives out a defensive player of the year award?
No, but when you watch and cover the team like we do, you know that Draymond didn't win it league-wide. But
I got to tell you.
He's their anchor on this team when it comes to the defensive.
Yeah, I got to tell you. You know,
you don't like it?
I don't think we cover the team. We watch the team and we observe. I don't know that we cover it. I wouldn't say I cover the Warriors anymore.
Well, your job is to watch it,
yeah,
and
we
chop
it
up about every game, and that's what we've done for 82 games and now 4 in the playoffs.
Yeah, I feel like covering it needs to be the guys who are there and the guys and the women who are there every day. We're just talking heads, Goo. We got very little to offer. We're not there day in and day out.
Well, you're not going to steal my joy. We cover the team. You got a credential.
You didn't even use it last night.
No, I didn't. I was a patron.
Let's go to, how about How about Al in San Francisco?
Al,
what's up, Al? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Guru, Steiny, Evans?
Hey, Evans,
glad to be on the show, man. Good hearing you guys every day. Talking about our Warriors, and hearing also. Hey, what about those Giants? Number one, huh?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
But the game last night. Yeah, the game last night, the Warriors, man, that was a good game. It could have went either way. Curry relaxed a little bit, but, hey, you know what happens in Houston on these playoff runs when the Warriors play in Houston, for the last years that pass, and how they shut Houston down and close it out in Houston. Tomorrow, Guru, I'm with you. Game five is us. We're going to win it tomorrow. And Curry's going to say night-night in Houston, and we're going to win tomorrow. And Curry, I know, is going to go off with like 30 points, because now they're going to have to concentrate on Paz and Buddy Hield, and that's going to leave Curry open to do his night-night tomorrow. Yeah. Warriors in five. Thank you, guys.
I mean, Steiny, we saw.
That's not going to happen.
Well, you don't know that, but
they're not going to key on Hield and Pajemski. Steph's going to be open.
I don't know that part, but my bottom line is, even if Steph is covered, he can still give that business. But this is just another one in the books for the Rockets to kind of get up off the mat, right? That's been the theme. They've been close, couldn't get over the hump outside of game two. And now with yesterday, Steiny, I got to be careful because the Rockets have impressed me. So for the guy that called me gullible, I had the Warriors in five. But, man, if the Rockets get down six early or eight or ten, and maybe they'll prove me wrong, you kind of wonder if Cancun is calling or they're just like, Rockets.
Why wouldn't they have done that last night on the road?
Yeah, well.
They were down 16-4
but now
last
you're,
night.
I got you. But you were two games away from being eliminated, and now you're one. And I'm not saying
they're not going to give up. Yeah. The Rockets are not going to give up or lay down. I just can't see it. The only thing they have consistency-wise is how hard they play. Mm. And I don't think they're going to go into that game feeling sorry for themselves. They're going to go in there thinking it should be 2-2, and the Warriors are going to have to play. They're going to have to beat the Rockets, I think. Yeah. But, the other thing we saw from the Rockets last night is they're never going to put the Warriors away.
Yeah, you said that.
The Warriors may be able to blow out the Rockets at some point in this series Wednesday or Friday, maybe. But the Rockets can't do that to the Warriors.
That's, and it's not that's a not mandate. As long as you have one more point than the other, and the first to four is a wrap.
Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to B in San Jose. Hey, B, how you doing?
Diamond and Guru, you're both doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Diney, I know you're a man of nuance. Mm. And Guru, you love the highlights. So I got a couple to point out from last night that I think overall were maybe minute, but also seem like strong turning points. First, the nuances. Looney, in only small stretches, was actually defensively responsible for preserving two leads at the end of third and fourth quarters for the Dubs. He stopped Shangoon's attempt at the buzzer at the third quarter to keep him up two, and then he contested Van Vliet without fouling to make him air ball to three. So I thought those were just both two valuable but very nuanced types of moments. Goo, you love you some highlights, some ha-ha. And yeah. I think a couple of strong ha-has, one that didn't even produce a basket, but I think produced some intimidation, was Post trying to cram one on Adams. And then Jimmy's stop on a dime and then, turn over his shoulder to dump it off to Buddy Hield cutting for the layup. I guess it also plays off, Steiny, you were tickled pink for some passing, and that was one very strong passing moment, no doubt, that Butler, gave to a cutting Hield. And it just shows the playmaking ability that they desperately needed. Seems to have rubbed off on guys, too, like GP and Pajemski, where the ball control that Butler so values seems to have become infectious for other you know, sort of role-playing guys like those.
That's a good
Thanks,
call.
Guys. You guys always do a bang-up job. You're the best. And, yes, you guys do cover the game. I love the self-deprecation study, but y'all should give yourself some credit. Y'all got mad good coverage and mad good talking head charisma.
Appreciate it. Butler plays 40 minutes, doesn't turn the ball over one time.
With a pelvic contusion that I sure is just giving them fits.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Let's go to Scott in Marin. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hi, fellas. Hey, man. You can't beat that entertainment last night, that's for sure. The only one thing and Draymond, without a doubt, sows the seeds of doubt in the Shangoon. He did it in 22 against the Celtics. He intimidates people enough, just enough to give you to tilt the things in your favor, give you an edge. But I have one problem with last night, and that was what was going on in the second quarter with the chippiness and stuff. And I know it's not the referee's fault, because I know it's a league directive probably, but I think that they need to stop this 15-minute reviews and teching up everybody. And really, if you really look at the tape, it was nothing. And I don't know why all these guys coming off the – are these security people running and coaches that are running off the sideline?
They're coaches and team security. Yep, coaches and team security.
I don't think that should be allowed. I don't think – the players are not going to fight. 99.9% of the time it's all just chipping, just chirping.
We'll see.
And last night, I didn't believe that – there's no way Draymond should have got a tech. No way that Steph should have got a tech. I mean, Brooks. I don't know if I would have teched him up for that either. I think that takes away. It took away from the flow of the game. There's too much review of these pushing and shoving things. I mean, if somebody gets smacked across the head, okay, whatever. But that's not what happened there. There should have been nothing and play on, and especially considering how they're allowing them to play. You can't allow all this physicality, which I love in the NBA playoffs, and then expect this for what Steph did, putting up two fingers. That's taunting. I mean, come on. I think they need to get away from that. And I think they just need to let the game flow a little better than that. I mean, and I really do think they should not allow these security people and these coaches to run on the court. Players can handle it. I really think they can. And one other thing is you look at somebody like Dylan Brooks. I know they have a young team, and this is the example this guy sets. He's just a dummy. He is not a winning player. He's a hustler. He plays hard. He can make some shots, but he's not a winning player. And Draymond, the Warriors are full of 16-game players. That's what makes them dangerous going forward. They got Steph, Draymond, Butler, and I'm telling you, this Pods is another 16-game player. And so I think, and you know, Looney's got the experience. I think they really have an edge going forward, pretty much on everybody they're going to play, because they're going to have, you know, OKC's got younger players too.
Yeah, so. I don't know what kind of advantage or disadvantage they're going to have in the next round against either Minnesota or the Lakers. You got to kind of settle into that series.
They got superstars. The Rockets don't. They got good players. You know what I mean? And I'll say this for the review, Stani. The malice in the palace, the NBA, that's what this is all about. That will never happen again. I have no problem with the security coming in just to kind of cut the shenanigans. Y'all can stick your chest out, but you know you're not going to do anything. But, Stani, why does it take so damn long?
Well, I mean,
that's what I'm like. He's okay. Right. That was like a baseball game.
Well, okay, let's take the play where Draymond gets stripped by – it was Eason, right? So Draymond gets stripped by Eason. And, look, it
– talk to him.
He was going to foul Eason no matter what on that play after he lost the ball. There was just no doubt about it. He was frustrated, and he was going to make a play on the ball.
Yeah.
But he was more than willing to take the foul, even though he had four at that point. But he was going to foul Eason as Eason started going up the court. Okay, so then what does he do? He kind of hits him. You know, he hits him pretty hard.
Yeah.
Then they roll over, and Draymond hits him with his leg to the head?
Yeah, inadvertently. They got tangled.
Well, I don't know if it was inadvertent or not. I mean, I don't think it was on purpose.
Yeah.
But the reality of the situation is he did come down on Eason's head pretty hard with his leg.
No, that man.
And that's a play where I think you got to review it.
And they got it right by not penalizing Dre, you know, for a technical, you know, saying that that was on purpose. But I will say this. You talk about fighting or guys you want in your foxhole. I want Quentin Post in my foxhole, Stani. You can't teach what he has. And there was a melee or whatever you want to call it, but he was in there, and I love to see it. He was standing up for his teammates. But as far as Pods and this confidence, and Draymond talked about it after the game, calling it he wish he would have had what Pods has, and he dubbed it irrational confidence. Stani, that young man has had that since Jimmy Butler, but I can't ignore the fact that since Butler's got here, all the guys, and I'm even throw Steph in here, are feeding off Jimmy, and he's giving them something to where the best is coming out of all them, and they see the game differently. And you talk about Pods this year, how it got started, and he wasn't shooting, and we were taking calls, this and that. He's getting a scholarship and the mask gate. He had to go through that. And now where he's at now in year two and what he did yesterday was 6 3-pointers in a pivotal playoff game. I mean, I don't know how he went to bed, if he could even sleep or sleep like a baby. I understand it all. But, man, we cannot sleep on what we're seeing from this young man. And I'm going to just leave it off with this. I'm getting Jordan Poole vibes from him in regard to he can get you a bucket and he's not afraid to take. Stani, there were a couple of shots. I was like, Pod, did you need to shoot that? But he felt like he could make it. And he said as much in his post-game interview, like, I'm out there. I believe I can make some shots.
And he made a bunch last night. This from the 510 from Uno in Fremont. What's this fixation with using the word young? The Rockets simply aren't good enough yet. Young is a cop-out. If you're in the NBA and playing in the playoffs, it's a bottom-line sport. They simply been they haven't been good enough.
See, I think that's unfair.
What?
Young, that's what it is. This is their first time for most of them.
Yeah, they don't have any experience.
Now, the free throw thing is something else, but as far as them, this is being their you know, playoff virginity, I get it. Like, Young is not – that's what we're watching, especially with young Jalen Green.
I mean, how can you deny that inexperience is what's getting the Rockets whatever. The Rockets' inexperience combined with the Warriors' experience.
Come on now.
That's been the difference in this series. And if you want to, you want me to stop using Young, I'll stop using Young. They're inexperienced. They don't have any playoff experience, and it's showing.
And there's matters, right?
There's a big difference between the regular season and playoff basketball, and the Rockets are finding that out because it's the first time they've ever been to the postseason.
And to that point, me being Mr. Warriors in five, I got to be honest, Donnie, the Rockets have impressed me. They just haven't closed.
Let's go to a little sound here. This is Steph Curry on the defensive looks that he was seeing last night.
It took me to the fourth quarter to see it. Once it was a zone, once I came off, if I got rid of it, whoever was the closest, to kind of turn into a box and one.
Okay.
So very clever. I hadn't really seen that one before. So we'll study the film and figure out some looks.
All right, that's Steph talking about what Houston was trying to do on defense. He said they were in zone first, and then as soon as the first pass was made, they had somebody sticking with him while the other four guys were playing zone.
And for the most part, Donnie, I'll say it worked. You just got beat by the others.
Yeah, let's ask Steve Kerr, what was going through your mind on the final play of the ball game?
Well, what was going through my head was call a timeout, you know. Either way, made or miss, we wanted to get the timeout so we'd get Steph back in. You know, I just thought, you know, Dre, you know, played phenomenal defense with five fouls, you know, most of the fourth quarter he's out there. And so he did a brilliant job, and we were able to get Şengün forced out a little bit further than he'd been for most of the fourth, so it made it a tougher shot. And then, as I said, Jimmy made an amazing rebound.
All right, that was Steve Kerr talking about the last play of the game, Şengün's missed half hook, and then Jimmy Butler's rebound. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors up 3-1 in this series. They look to close it out tomorrow in Houston. And if they do that, they'll get some rest before the second round series against either the Lakers or the Timberwolves. They also play Wednesday. So two teams that are in control 3-1, both have a chance to knock out the other team. And then we'll find out who the Warriors are playing if that in fact happens.
Yeah, both on the road.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey, fellas, I'm going to utter some words that have never been spoken before by anybody on earth. Buddy Hield, you set the tone defensively.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right, that was Steve Kerr after the game last night. Warriors take a 3-1 lead in their first-round playoff series against the Houston Rockets. Game 5 tomorrow.
Man, they're coming fast. I like it.
And the Warriors can close this thing out with a win with a win tomorrow. And then they'll await their opponent.
And they'll be on the road, whoever that opponent is.
Yeah, actually, they may know their opponent by the end of the night if they win and the Timberwolves win.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Are they howling?
Who? We never howl in the middle of a series. It's not what we do.
I love how you say
what, Evan? Go ahead, stick it to me.
No, if it's a
full moon tonight. They're going to be howling regardless.
And the Warriors are going to play before they do. Warriors are at 4:30, so right. That game will be over.
I think that's the matchup we all want.
I think so, yeah. Too.
Lakers-Warriors?
No, Warriors-Wolves.
And I got to say this, Evan and Stoddy, what's scaring me about this matchup, if it is that. So Ant-Man sent Kevin Durant and Devin Booker home last year and now has the opportunity to send LeBron and Luka home tomorrow night. I don't want that list to keep growing if somehow they get entangled with the Warriors and then Butler, Dre, and Steph. I mean, that'll be a hit list that he went through.
He's going down the Team USA roster.
Man, he's uncomfortable right now.
I know.
Who is?
You.
Why am I uncomfortable? Because
we're assuming.
I know. But that's – you guys always do that. You were talking about winning a title again during the break. And
well, I did. I don't think it would be going to Dallas.
Just take 2 weeks off. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Look at you. Hey, I want to read something for you real quick. From the 415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney text line, do you see Quentin Post being a future starter in this league?
For the Warriors? Maybe. Yeah.
Now, why would you limit? Obviously, he's not going anywhere, but.
He seems to fit the Warriors system and style.
I love it.
I mean, you know, what we've seen so far is pretty good. He's pretty tough, can shoot the three, and seems to have a good grasp of what the Warriors are trying to do.
And
offensively,
he's not scared,
and defensively.
Man. Even when he gets, you know what I'm saying? He's not scared. That's what Pods had. He ain't scared.
Yeah, let's go to Jesse in West Marin. Hey Jesse, how you doing, man?
West Marin.
I'm doing great. How you guys doing? Beautiful day in the Bay.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So I just
want
to talk just about a couple of the best players that I saw or players that played the best. I got to give credit to Buddy Hield and Jimmy Butler for sure, Pods. But I'd like to – I know everyone calls in about Steve Kerr and kind of when we're struggling a little bit in lineups, but I got to give him credit for inserting Buddy Hield into the starting lineup. And just also Draymond Green being able to stay in the game, and I thought he had the biggest possession of the game, stopping Sengun at the end and Pods with that block right before that.
Oof. Yeah, no, there were a bunch of guys who helped out, obviously, yesterday.
That's my play of the game, Stoney, the Pods block on Van Vliet, man.
Yeah, I mean.
Man, he was in that paint. It beat him.
There were a bunch of important plays. Yeah. To me, the biggest play was
Dylan Brooks.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Of course it was.
With 2 seconds on the clock.
Of course it was.
And you got national media crying saying that wasn't a foul. It's playoff basketball. Yeah. You can't touch them.
I hope you guys, you and Evan and the listeners, understand on a day today that it should hit home how objective I am about this team and this league. It was a foul. A foul on Dylan Brooks. Stupid foul. It's dumb. Whether it was or it wasn't, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Who thought it wasn't a foul?
Stephen A. Smith. Oh, he went on a rant this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wish we could. I should have told you, Evan.
Don't
yeah,
be disrespectful.
He went on a rant saying it's the playoffs and blah, blah, blah. That's not a foul. And I'm just like, dude, he touched him. You can't touch, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, after the Hardaway thing, I guess. Well, but it, like, he put his hand on his
hip exactly.
during the middle of a shot.
It's not even close. Like, I didn't think it was even close.
No, there were some fans that were sitting next to us in the, like, in the media area, and they were a little worried. And then the replay comes up. We're all looking at the screen like, all right, just wrap this up and let me get three free throws.
Yeah. And if I'm Udoka, I don't know who I'm more mad at. It's him. Or Sengun, Stoney with the shot clock going down, going for a head pump fake.
It's Brooks. Because Sengun's a lumbering clod of a big man. And
gosh, man.
Curry can use those kind of guys.
And that's what I mean by being buttoned up. That's 5 points. That's 6 points right there.
Great
three free throws and Curry making. Like, what are you doing?
Let's listen to a little bit of Jimmy Butler. This is during his walk off after the ball game, so he hasn't yet hit the locker room, and they get him courtside.
Well, Jimmy, we meet again as your teammates come over to you, just pouring you with love, saying, "This is why we got you." How rewarding is hearing that from these new teammates?
It means the world. I'd die for these guys, for real. It's so fun. I got my joy back, as some would say.
But more than anything, it's always good to win.
Let me go, man.
On national TV.
Save that for later, right?
Wow. Now that, yeah, they got it. I love it, man.
Well, in a game that we didn't know if you'd play or not, you played nearly 40 minutes. I mean, how did you get through it physically and mentally?
Oh, man. Somebody saying something to me. That's all it takes. Somebody to say something to me gets me going every single time.
I take it you won't share it with me.
No. Y'all, that mic's underneath the goal. You can hear it.
I don't like Dylan Brooks.
He is incredible, and he backs it up. And I know what he said to Dylan Brooks. You do too, right? On the free throw line?
Not really.
I'll tell you after the show. I don't want to get fired.
Okay. Yeah. Let me guess. You're a bum.
And?
And the other B word. Yeah. Boy, we never hear that.
I can't rob Jimmy of his reality. So if Dylan didn't do anything, we would have got the pedestrian Jimmy. I tend not to believe that, Stoney. Jimmy knew what time it was.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, he said it, but I can't ignore the fact, Evan, he changed. He turned into Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk, after that.
I mean, he was quiet in the first half. Didn't do a whole lot.
Man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors go up 3-1. I will say this about Butler's game. I mean, we've seen, what, a half dozen of those? So far with the Warriors where, you know, he just plays and gets some rebounds and takes a shot or two and then gets some assists, and then the game gets, into the second half, midway through the third, and then he goes to work.
He had 4 at half and 23 in the second half, Stoney. Arsenio Hall, he was getting busy in the second half.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you got to be excited about that one. Two really tight ball games at home. The Warriors win them both. And, I mean, the only thing I would say is...
Talk to him.
The Warriors are up 3-1, and they're looking good. But this has really been a competitive series. And a few plays here and there, we might be at 2-2. And then we're talking about a different game.
Oh,
but,
man.
Of course... The Warriors are making the plays when they have to make the plays, and that's why they're the Warriors, who have been around for 10, 15 years, and that's why the Rockets have to figure out what playoff basketball is all about. And I will say this, now looking at the matchups, we kind of thought about it before the playoffs started, but Houston was the absolute perfect first-round opponent for the Warriors. Yes, they play hard. Yes, they play physical. But they are not ready.
Yeah.
At least that's what they've shown for the first 4 games. And they just haven't made enough winning plays. The Warriors have made all the winning plays.
Yeah.
And they got the most games.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say this to that, Stoney. I was listening to the guys coming in this morning, the Joes, and they were asking the fans, you know, who would you give the game ball to? If I just asked you that real quick, who would you give the game ball to last night?
Buddy Hield.
I'm giving it to Pods. And I'm not. There's no wrong answer, but I'm giving it to Pods. But, yeah, Buddy, man, that was a big time showing.
And let me tell you the other thing that I was thinking last night. For all you people out there that nitpick Kerr and think the Warriors could do better. Let me tell you something. If Steve Kerr handles Buddy Hield differently during the regular season, he's not going to have 2 games like he had. He never gave up on him, even when people were down on Hield. And it's because Steve Kerr knew that for the Warriors to be at their best, Buddy Hield's got to contribute in some way.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that in the last 2 playoff games, Buddy Hield has absolutely delivered in a way where now you can envision they might not win that game without Buddy Hield. And
he's a threat.
Kerr never went away from him. Kerr gave him a crack at it every single game. And here we are in the playoffs, and Buddy Hield ends up helping you win two games. And maybe you don't win those two games without Buddy Hield. In fact, I don't think you win both without Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
So good for Steve Kerr to understand that he's coaching a veteran. And
I mean, he's also ridiculed him.
Well, I
multiple
know, but
times.
But I mean, the
a
big
tough love.
I mean, the big issue is that he never gave up on him, Buddy.
No,
Hield.
He just said that, you know, he's not a very smart player and can't play defense. Which
and
is why some, what he did yesterday was so impressive.
Exactly. And there was some
Can you find me the
minutes?
Quote where he said, Buddy doesn't play defense? I mean, I need that exact quote. Let's go to Sammy in San Francisco. Hey, Sammy, what's going on?
Yo, Dubs and Five, baby, let's go.
All right.
That's you want to get my take on the squad? So,
all right.
Is it just me or does it feel like he's forcing his shots a little bit?
Who's that?
Quinn Post.
Oh. Yeah, game's going pretty fast for him.
Like, say what?
I think the game's going pretty fast for him. I think he's starting to take his three-pointer, and he's a little bit surprised at how quickly they're contesting, and he's not really in a three-point shooting rhythm.
Yeah, you're right. With all the three-pointers that he's been shooting, I figured, okay, you know, he needs to get in the rhythm a little bit. But other than that, Kuminga, I think Kuminga's time is coming. He just needs to be a little bit more patient on his time coming. And Podzamski, he is a dog.
Yeah.
A dog. Cannot go wrong with Podzamski. And I want to give a quick shout-out to all the coaches, man. The coaches are doing a great job on these players.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Not just Kerr, but Jerry Stackhouse. Thanks a lot, Sammy. Appreciate the call.
Kerr gets credit for that, too. He's the leader of it.
I mean, the Warriors have defended Houston extremely well. And when you defend an offensively challenged team extremely well, you're going to be operating from a position of strength.
Yeah, and that will change as soon as this series is over, assuming the Warriors win, Stoney, regardless who comes out of that Laker miniseries, because they got guys – they can really put the ball in the hole, man.
925, 925 from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. No one's talking about Kerr having a hack of Steven Adams' strategy, which took Adams out of the game.
We talked about it early. Yeah.
So it was the second time he did it in this series. Fouled Steven Adams. Or intentionally to either send him to the line or try to get him off the floor. And last night he got him off the floor.
And the joke of the day was, to me, when Draymond got that technical or Curry got that, Draymond got that technical, he sends Jalen Green up there. And what's the old adage in basketball? Once a player sees the ball go through the hoop, watch out. I'm like, okay, watch Green go miss this. And Stoney, he just politely went up there and missed it. It's just they're infected by bad free throw shooting.
Yeah. Well, they're one of the worst in the league at it. So,
dead last.
But they're usually not as bad as they were last night. Let's go to Dez in the city. Hey, Dez, how you doing?
What's up, y'all? How about them Warriors,
3-1, baby.
Great one, man. Hey, Steiny, Goo, Evan the back, man. Y'all the voice of the Bay Area, keeping it lit out here. I just wanted to show some love to Dunleavy for that ginormous, humongous trade. For Mr. Butler,
man.
We shall refer to him going forward as Mr. Butler to all the people that were doubting him and his ability come into the rescue and putting his cape on with Curry and just delivering nothing but W since he's been here. Steve Kerr for coaching the hell out of this team when a lot of people been calling for his head, talking about this and that. He don't know what he's doing and he needs to be fired, and why is he going small? Man, this dude has done nothing but show the ability to coach a team.
Mm. Wow.
With that being said, love what you guys do, and let's go Dubs. Dubs in five, baby.
I appreciate the call.
I appreciate it, man. I mean, like Stoney, even though, you got off of Twitter, you used to talk about the Kerr slander because it was out there. And I just think people were bored, man. You know, you just look at the totality of what Kerr's done, his resume, and I get it. And look at Moody, look at Paz, look at Jordan Poole before he got up out of here. Look at Post. I mean, those are wins, man. And obviously the Kuminga thing is not a – I got to bring him up, you know, DMP. But for the most part, I mean, how can you even fix your mouth to say Kerr is not that dude?
Now, I keep track of some stats that maybe normal fans don't keep track of, but you make of this what you will, and I'm interested to get your thoughts on this, and Evans, too. I've been studying the postseason since it started. Most teams got about four games under their belt. And I got to tell you, Warriors fans, congratulations. You lead the league in ref you suck chants.
The Pistons fans were doing Sunday.
They've got eight total, so four in each home game, and the Pistons Pistons fans have five total.
But don't you understand what it stems from? Unity. They were saying it. That gets them going.
Well, I'll tell you what else they lead the league in. 180s.
Wow.
The amount of it's a good thing, honestly, but. I didn't realize that not a lot of people know, like, if a starting lineup change is made,
okay,
not everyone is aware of that. So I'm sitting next to, you know, like some section of fans.
Gotcha.
And they announce, ninth year guard out of Oklahoma University, Buddy Hield. And someone looks over and goes, what the hell? Like, they didn't know that Buddy was starting yesterday. And after the first 4 minutes of the game, they're cheering their asses off for Buddy Hield, and they're screaming and singing his praises. Like,
I got you.
I don't know. I actually thought the fact that he started this game and started as well as he did got the crowd into it more than, I don't know, just like your average playoff game.
Yeah, and who am I to point fingers? But I'll say this, guys. As I turned the caddy around on I-80 coming back to the stadium, there were some guys in the business and gals that had some different starting lineups. And it said starting lineup, Evan. And I go, Moody's not in that one, but there were some different, some different people that had different info. But, yeah, Buddy Hield was starting.
From Joe on the YouTube chat, you're making the Warrior fans a monolith. No, I'm not. I'm just saying the in-arena crowds, I've studied them all. Postseason.
You know what? I'm calling a timeout. I'm not going to front. Monolith, what does that mean?
It means that I'm painting every single fan of the Warriors the same way.
Okay, right. I'm saying like
the fans are this way. No, I'm just saying, you know, the guys.
I thought you were saying they're like stoic or, you know.
Because that place was jumping.
You know, not very excited.
No, I think it was that. I think what the dude was saying was that I'm painting with a broad brush, but the only brush I'm playing with is the fans that were in the arena.
That's all. The shirts.
Well, yeah. Got it from We Believe, who got it from the Kings.
I didn't get one.
Oh, boy. Is that the first time you've not taken advantage of free clothes?
Sometimes I do just free clothes is funny. Set myself up, and you pounced.
Let's go to Dave in Pleasanton. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm good. How you fellas doing?
Top of the world, baby.
Hey, so I only got two small bones to pick, right? And one of them does have to do with Buddy.
All right.
With his history, that is not the guy I want when the game is on the line in the last 2 minutes of the game, just to be honest with his history. Number two is, this is the big one for me. When we're up this much already, I understand letting Jimmy play, but to give him a project like that he will not deny, he will accept it, it doesn't matter how much pain he's in, to possibly risk the rest of the playoffs having to guard that big boy who is violent and rough in the paint with his hip injury was not really the best idea, even though it was clutch in the end. I just think even a loony could have saved Jimmy a little bit more, especially when he's not fully healed. That's all I got.
No, it's fair. That's fair. And they were in a little desperate situation there.
You think? And Jimmy is going to tell you if he can go, Stani.
But Şengün kind of had his way with Butler, but
you would figure... He had his way with everybody but Dre.
You would figure that was going to happen. Şengün's a good player.
And I saw Pods guarding him, trying to check him at times.
Let's pump the brakes on Kerr from the 510.
We can't take the rings
back. On the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. They were a Şengün bucket from going back to Houston tied 2-2. Yeah.
Okay, the Rockets are a 2 seed, and even if it was 2-2, we wouldn't be in here blaming Kerr.
What about, and we'll talk about this on the other side. We know how, when you watch a game like last night, and you want this team to go deep into the playoffs, does anybody worry about them holding up? Or do you like the way they've held up so far through four games? Keep in mind, they're not even a quarter of the way through the postseason. And I know I've been watching these games, not just the Warriors. I've been watching, obviously, all the games. And, man, this is going to be such a grind. And
one day at a time.
That's why I think that it would behoove the Warriors to try to finish this series tomorrow. I don't think there's any doubt about it, but I do think it's going to be a tough game. The Rockets are going to come out desperate, and the Warriors have to try to convince themselves that the series is 2-2 and not 3-1, because
then you're playing Friday right back here.
Yeah, and I think the Rockets, you don't want to give them any life. So it's a big game for the Warriors, and I think in terms of the long-term playoff hopes, winning tomorrow night might go a long way toward feeling better in round two. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see a bunch of calls. We'll get to you all on the other side. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.